Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. bite on the bull. Okay, well, I take a look again. I don't see no bite on the bull. Okay. Okay, let me start. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now
I got a call.
Okay, I'll see you on the bull. Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye, Sam. Come out here.
Yeah, I know.
Say turn right in. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness. And we testify there's no God but Allah. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophet. He is the one that Christ Jesus spoke about was coming to lead all of people, leading the world back into the oneness of God. And Prophet Muhammad did his job. Then Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him, did and delivered the message and made the message clear. So we here tonight on this Broad Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. We here tonight to get rid of a deal with a problem that's affecting the whole world. And that problem is holding a deity up as equal to the creator of this creation. Then calling that one they hold up equal is the Son of God, the next God up, the one who's going to take the real God place. So we here to straighten out this mess, because this mess has hurt people of color, especially the dark-skinned people or brown-skinned people, all the yellow people, whatever you want to call them, all, it hurt all of us. And the so-called white people, so-called because there's no white people ever been created by God. So-called white people, so-called people, so-called Caucasian people. So we are all supposed to be human beings. And we are here tonight to talk about the oneness of God. Keep, put God first, put the truth out there. And Jesus said it himself. He said, in order for all of us to be free and respectful and decent and upright, we must know the truth. And that would set us free to do that. But long as a lie is dominating the world, then we're going to have a problem. We're having problems. So we come to deal with that problem, with the solution to the problem. And that's what the Quran come with, the solution to all the major problems that was in the Bible, but maybe they took it out because you can't find very little truth, not a great amount of truth, but some truth in the Bible, but you got to piece it together to get the full understanding. And the only way you can do that is to have a Quran. So we here tonight with the help of Allah, the creator of this creation. Well, he is the creator. There's nothing like the creator. We can't imagine nobody putting no sun in the sky. No human being can get near that sun. No human being is trying to build a plane or ship or anything to go near that sun, because they know they don't have the power. Why would they want to go to the sun or a big ball of hot lava? And that lava is keeping the earth warm, giving us our light so we can see in the daytime. Huh? Yeah, that light. And you can't get close to that. So that's a great sun. God do not have no physical sun, because God is not physical. Pastor Hunter ain't no man. No man put that together. So we here to straighten out the lies so we all can live as human beings, true human beings. Before we can get to be a brother of each other, we got to be able to live like true human beings. Because when you get so far away from being a true human being, you become an enemy to the human family. You think you're own. You think you in control. You think nobody can tell you nothing. You follow your own desire. And that's one of the greatest mistakes that the human being make when he don't have no respect or she don't have no respect for God. So all praise are due to Allah, because this world hate righteousness. This world hate people that want to do right. You might say, well, I don't think so. When you've been blind and you've been made deaf, you can't hear, and you've been made dumb to the fact that God is the greatest, you can't hear, see, or want to react to what you hear and see. And you can't see what's missing out of human being life. And what's missing out of human being life is respect for the Creator. Because if you can respect the Creator, you can respect His creation. So we're going to open up with a prayer called El Fatiha. And then we will first say it in the Arabic language. And then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Satan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Amin, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina Anta alayhim. Glory magdubi alayhim waladoli amin. We seek protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished sustainer of all the worlds. He is most gracious, most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please thank you for showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrathfully brought down, and not of those who would go astray. I mean, we like to greet our audience in the greatest greeting of all, the greeting in the world. And that greeting is As-salamu alaykum. Whenever a prophet, a messenger, a seer, or any of those people in the past, when they came among the people, they were always greeted those people in peace. This was the Creator had given us to greet each other. And that's what we want to get, and we want to keep in place the peace. Because if we put the peace in place, there won't be a lot of problems with a lot of people getting killed for no reason at all. And they're getting killed because the people have left peace. They have left obedience to God. They have left respect for the human family. And when you get like that, you become an animal. And you love an animal more than you love a human being. I hear people say they can get along with animals but can't get along with human beings. That is a sick person. That is a person who has been made unnatural, unnormal, made, and as the world show off what they done made, the living dead. And that's what they're saying. And they said they done made a whole group, a whole community, a whole cities and towns of zombies, the living dead. They have no respect for God. So now they can determined that they are the living dead. And they show you they killed, they had that killed the living dead. They show you they get shot down, get their head blowed off, cut off. How do a dead man from the grave get his head cut? So we ain't talking about that man. He's talking about the human being up on this earth who have left the God conscious, who have left the spirit to obey God, and they mean as hell. They low down as hell. They do anything that comes on the market and somebody's selling and they see one or two people buying it, they see one or two people grabbing it, they will run out and get, even though they're giving death. That's killing them. Just like these vapor cigarettes. They got so many smoke shops around here. People haven't learned. They one time quit and just about stopped. A whole lot of people have stopped smoking. They done bought these smokes, these vapor of smoke, and these things will give you cancer as quick as they will an old Camel cigarette, a Winston cigarette. They'll give you cancer too. You can't tell them that. You can speak the truth directly to them, and they can hear the truth when they say, I don't believe you. I don't care. This is my life. I do whatever I want to. And we can't, the only thing we can do is bring the truth clearly to that kind of person, and it's Allah who will have to change his heart and mind. Allah said he will never change the condition of a people until they change what's in their heart. So it would be these people who had to change what's in their heart about each other. So the only thing we can do is make the truth clearly that we are human beings. We all are the children of Adam, no matter what we look like or what continent or what country we come from. We all connected to Adam. We all one people. We breathe one air. We use one sun. We drink one kind of water, and that should be the best water. So all praise is due to Allah. So we're going to get ready to bring someone else up. May Allah continue to bless us, to continue to grow on this show. Let's keep inviting people to come on. Inshallah, we're inviting people to come on more regular now than we ever have. We have a sign that's let people know what time the Blog Talk radio station starts in this city. So we put those signs out, and we hope some results for those signs to come in real soon. We're putting them in all the masjid, too. The 100 masjid in the greater Atlanta area, we're putting them just about in every one of them, inshallah. So we're going to bring someone up. We're going to bring Brother Suja up. He asked me to cut his mic on when I come on, so he's on, and I just did that, and I hope we're going to bring him up and see what Suja, Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Salam.
Your mic is on.
Well, thank you,
Salam. Well, I hear you. You got it, my good brother.
Alhamdulillah. Audublahi mana shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. You know, truth is clear. Allah said that truth is clear from falsehood. And when you hear the truth, you know it's the truth. Nobody don't have to prove to you that it's true. When you hear it, you know that's the truth. You know? And we got people that is trying to show that they are more righteous because they learned some Arabic. They got four or five people supporting them. We got a group that's all of us are saying the same thing. And we keeping up our prayers, you know. Well, you know, Quran said that's not righteousness. You know, that's because you keep your prayers up and you turn your face to the east and west that's not the criteria for righteousness. Allah says in the Quran, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim." And this is in Surah 2, starting at Ayat 177. It's just telling us what righteousness is and what righteousness is not. Allah said, "It is not righteousness that ye turn your faces towards east or west." That's not the criteria. That's not the reason. That's not saying that you practice in righteousness.
I got a cup over there. You talking to me wrong, but
alhamdulillah. Allah said, "But it is righteousness." Here it is, right here. It is righteousness to believe in Allah. Who do you believe in? And the last day, you know, there's going to be a judgment. You don't believe in the judgment. You got to believe in the judgment. You know, this whole thing is that we here on earth and Allah is putting us here as a test. Allah is the one that gave us the free will. He's the one that gave us the free will. You know. Believe in the angels. And the book and the messengers to spin up your substance out of love for him, for your kin, for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask, and for the ransom of slaves. To be steadfast in prayer and practice regular charity. To fulfill the contract which ye have made. And to be firm and patient in pain or suffering and adversity. And throughout all periods of panic. Such are the peoples of truth. The God-fearing. That's what righteousness is. We got to show our faith in Allah. If something happens and you fold all up and start switching sides and double crossing and all that stuff. That shows that you were no good in the beginning. When a little pressure hits you, when you have to go through adversity, some suffering. Allah said we had to be patient. When you make an agreement with each other, you make a contract, you got to fulfill the contract. Allah said we had to practice regular charity. We got to keep up prayer. You got to pray. You got to pray. Imam said, the sign of a person going into disbelief is that when he don't pray, it don't bother him. He said, but when you miss a prayer or something like that, if it bothers you, he said that it should bother you. I got to start making up my prayers. I got to start saying my prayer. It should bother you. You know, when a person on the street asks you for something, you can't say that person making money and don't give him nothing. Allah said, help that person. You can't judge it. To help the needy, the wayfarer. You must help that person that you see is won't need some for some reason he don't act. To help that one too. We got to believe in Allah. We got to believe in Allah, a prophet and messenger. We got to believe in the angels and the books. We got to believe in all those. We got to believe in the last day. So Allah said, righteousness stand out clear from falsehood. If you don't believe in none of that, what I just told you, what I just read from the Quran, then you're not practicing righteousness. And everything that I just said is your responsibility as an individual. So you can't put it on nobody else. We can't put our inaction or non-action and accuse someone else and say that they are the one that causing me to not to believe. They are the one, the reason that I'm hateful. They are the one, the reason I don't trust me. You can't put that on nobody else. It's you. prophet said that the jihad is the most important jihad is a jihad on yourself. You had to struggle. With your desire, you had to struggle against that oppression that's been put on you. False worship. False worship is one of the main calls. Of disbelief was one of the main calls of worshiping things other than God. False worship. When we teach the people what we know. We teach the people some of the things that we are going through, that we are experiencing. We know what we're saying. Because we experience it ourselves. But it's a fact that you got people waking up today and they're coming out of false worship. At least they see, and they're going to have to take a position. You got people on television, on the radio. Is taking a position against a lie. Is trying to stand up with truth. That's a big move. That's a real big move. To help us remove all racial images out of worship. And the imam said, having a man up as God is worse than having a tree, gold, something out of creation. He said it's worse to have a man, a woman up as God, a human being up as God. He said that. That there is harder on you. And it got more influence on you. When you got a human being up as God. That's a little bit more detrimental. A little bit more terrible. Because that human being can influence you more. You know, we got these different nationalities, and each one of us is proud of our nationality. But you should never try to establish your nationality as superior, as supreme, as God. We should never do that. We should always take a position of humbleness. A position of seeking understanding. That's an arrogant position when you take a position, when you try to make your nationality as somebody superior or more than the other nationality. And the reason I'm saying that, that's the position that Satan took. And God asked the angels and asked Iblis to bow down to the human being when he breathed his spirit into him. And he said, I can't bow down. And God asked him, why is it that you don't bow down? And he said, because I'm better. I'm better than he. So that's the position of Satan. When you try to establish yourself as somebody better, that's not the right thing to do. Try to present yourself as a person that understands. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss that. You can tell the devil, anytime you bring him the truth, it makes him upset. It makes him upset. It's amazing. We got this Holy Quran and Revelation that was before the Quran and before the Bible. You know, we are exposed to that. And we are able to bring the people to truth. And through reading the Quran, we see that the devil hates the truth. He actually hates the truth. And he hates you when you try to represent truth, when you stand up for truth. He hates it. Why is that? Because truth will set you free. Truth will set the individual free. All the misunderstanding that you got is got you in prison. You think you know, but you don't know. You're captive. But when you know the truth, completely different thing. That's when you say in the Bible, know ye the truth. You see? So brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity, and we just want to just try to be as clear as possible, and we want to bring you this understanding from a humble position. We want to bring you this understanding from the Holy Quran and from the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. And we just like to say we came to you in peace and in truth. And we're going to leave you in peace and truth. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord, and the cherished stain of all the world. We bear witness again that there will never be anything deserved to be worshipped but Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He have created this creation and planted us here to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he want to give you or give us for doing right. And so that's our main goal, sent here by God, by the Creator, through our mother, with the help of a father, and we put in this world to come here to learn how to make this world better. Make this world better. And that's the only reason we're here. So we thank Allah for trusting us and giving us opportunity to prove that he alone is the creator of this creation. There's no other, he has no helper. He ruled this earth by himself. He is the creator of this earth, and he have created us to give us an opportunity to earn. Give an opportunity to earn paradise. This world here is a temporarily holding place to hold us temporarily because we all passing through. And as we pass through, we are learning, we're growing in respect for the Creator. We're growing in respect. We have to learn how to walk. And before we learn how to walk, we had to learn how to crawl. And before we learn how to crawl and walk, we had to learn how to use the language. We had to learn how to talk. Huh? If we was in China, we would learn how to speak Chinese. If we was a German baby, we would be speaking German, learning German, how to speak German. We are living in America, so we are speaking English. We're English-speaking people. That wasn't our language before we got here. The original language that we had before we got here had been taken away from us. Had been removed. Now we're speaking English. But that wasn't our original language. So Allah says in the scripture, the rejected and spies going to be the leader. We build the pyramids. We build a whole lot of things, but we never got credit for it. Because those who's in charge of the knowledge made sure that we did not get an equal amount to make us equal with the other people. And that comes from that lie that God got a son. All them lies caused all these burden to be put on earth. So Allah has sent someone to come to us with what the Prophet Muhammad brought to the world to clear up the lies that bring back the truth that will help us. That will cause us to grow and come back together and be kind to everybody. Nobody trying to make nobody a racist, trying to get rid of racism. And we know we all one people because Allah said we all come from Adam. But one of our brothers in our family that come from Adam, he been truly lied to. He been truly, thoroughly lied, and them lies have really benefit him because they own everything, we own nothing. So that's what a lie do. It'll bring somebody up and at the same time bring somebody down. And those lies have brought us down. We own nothing as a people that can be point to, that we can point to. We can point to all the things that we came up with that they stole and took advantage of, the car, the TV, we made the first car, red light, we made air condition, all these things, showing people how to take the garden, even reverse the garden, not grow the same crop rotate the crops, and that's how you can have better crops every year. You rotate them. We had to show them how to grow peanuts. They said the Indians showed the people how to plant corn, bring the corn. And all them things was one time helped and good for you. But Satan went in a laboratory, and when he came out, he had turned that upside down. The vegetables are not good vegetables anymore. So this Broad Talk radio station is to point to the problem and then show you what the solution is. And the solution is to worship God in spirit and truth. And don't make no image. Not create an image. Then say you don't want an image. So that's why we're here tonight. We're here to remove that image. Talk about us getting a better image by making money, coming in and trading each other. Long as the people think the other people God, no matter what you make or what you come up with, they ain't going to support you because they see you as the way people have planned for them to see you as something evil. So they ain't going to spend no money with you. They'll buy something stolen from you. They'll buy something illegal from you. But when it comes from them to buying a new house, a new car, burgers, chicken, all those things that we need, growing stuff for each other, we ain't going to want to buy nothing from each other. Why? Because that image have trained us to hate each other, disrespect each other. And Allah said he was never going to change that until we change what's in our hearts about each other. And sometimes you find out we don't have a good heart toward each other and coming from that image. Yeah, we got to point to the solution, what the problem don't cause. And we thank Allah for Imam Waris Shadeen Muhammad. We thank him for bringing all of this to our attention. It made us, helped us be a better person. Elijah Muhammad and Sister Claire Muhammad, may Allah peace and blessing be upon them. May God bless them to enter the Jannah. They did the best they could and what they found to do it with, and they were able to be somewhat successful. But they couldn't be 100% successful because the devil just took somebody that looked like the one that we fight. We was calling the devil. He took one that looked like the one he was holding now and put him against the one that was trying to come up. So that has been a problem. So that has been a real problem. So we thank Allah for this light, for this Broad Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We thank him. Thank him for his Blog Talk radio station. And when we get able, let's send him some money to help him continue to support this show. And let's keep inviting people on. That's one thing I do. When I go out, I invite people to come on this show. And some of them do come. And, we ain't no force in no religion. But well, I do invite them to come. I do have a sign saying, Blog Talk Radio Station. I don't try to bring nothing down, but I try to bring it up. And I always have done that. You know. And we supposed to be talking about removing the image and how this image have caused families and people to lie and go against each other. We supposed to be on that image. Huh? We want to teach Islam, we want to teach what the people should know. We should go to them. We shouldn't teach the choir. We should seek out to share this good information coming from the Quran that they ain't never heard of. We should be sharing that with them if we can. So we want to thank Allah for this Blog Talk radio station. And it's only going to get better with the help of Allah. Only Allah knows, and we know not. And we pray that whatever we said, it be a benefit for those who are listening, that it grow the society. Huh? That's all any man can do. Because Allah said he the one make people what they are. Christian, allow them to be Jew. He the one does that. Only thing we are left to do is make this message clear. There is one creator. And he lives and he never dies. And there's nothing like this. There's nothing that we can make with our hands, that we can make with our mind and call it. He's bigger than anything that we can imagine. They just found some new galaxies out there in the universe. New galaxies they never seen before. So Allah says he's always somewhere doing a marvelous job. So that they keep up with Allah, that is bear witness to what Allah has already told us. They always somewhere doing a great job, doing a marvelous job. That's the creative that created us. That's the one who gave us his life to test us and see, are we going to be worthy of the challenge that he gave us when he made us? Are we going to stand up? We going to prove those who don't think we worthy of the great reward that God want to give us? We want to make them alive. We want to make them alive. But we got to step up our. We want to do that. Satan got all kind of networks and apps and everything else to fight to hold us back. But we can only hold ourselves back. We ain't talking about going forward. We talking about going backwards. We ain't talking about moving at all. And we must be making progress in order to defeat this scheme. Defeat what has been given to us. Defeat the lies. Help save all the people. We don't have no people. All people, no matter who they are, Caucasian, Japanese, Spanish, whatever they call themselves, we all come from Adam. I mean, we one people. And like you said, if you kill one person, like you don't kill the whole world. So we want to save humanity. Huh? But humanity, but those people that's running the world, look what they're saying. Look what they're saying. A dog is your best friend. And you see people walking the dog. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But the dog is supposed was here because he got good eyes, he can see good. He was here to let you know there was something coming on your property that shouldn't be there. Huh? He would alert you there's a snake out there, a fox, a bear. And you stay in Florida, he'd probably let you know a crocodile is there. But that's what the job do, but you take that job away from the dog. The cats would one time eat all the rats up. That job been taken away from the cat. And now the cat getting better food than some of us. Living in these nice homes, these mansions. The cat. So, all praise is due to Allah. We here with the message of concern. And that's what it is. We're concerned about our human family. But you ain't gonna never be able to change Caucasian people or change the way they doing things by calling them white people. There ain't no white people. I'm a white man. Ain't a white man never killed no black man because God didn't make none. God didn't make either. We human beings. I know we got some real dark-skinned people, but their hair is darker than their body. That's what we have to remember. That's exactly what we have to remember. We have to remember that the real blackness is in your soul. If you ever get a chance to go to the Kaaba like I have, you can see what the blackness one time. They say when the black stone fell to the earth, the black stone was white. Over time, it changed from white to black over the years, many years. So this it changed, but it fell out of the sky. Who did that? Allah did that. Allah is in full control and full charge all the time. He never absent. He knows and he sees everything. He blessed the Quran to be given to Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who took the book and preserved the book. And now that book is it come to patch up the lies that have been added to the other scripture. So Allah did that. But he didn't do it like Hollywood show you how he do it. He didn't work like Hollywood. No, he worked on the time, in time. And like the Quran is down, time down through the ages, surely man is lost except those who have faith. The Quran said. You know, you see some people what the Quran said, and they will tell you how they feel. You know, so you can't. So all praises are due to Allah. We're here for one reason, to get rid of that image and to encourage our people to get a habit in spending money with each other. Because they're out of the habit. They're out of the habit of spending money with each other. They done left. They have lost practice. A lot of things like prayer. You got to pray every day. If you start praying every day, start praying two times every day, then you out of practice. This is practice. This is a religion you have to practice. And practice every day. If you fail to do so, you'll be out of practice, and pretty soon it will show in your life. You'll start saying, mumbling and grumbling, I'm saying things that's not true. Something, your belief. Allah said we're supposed to be one. And and speaking ill of each other, huh? That's wrong. First, I'm trying to bring people to the oneness of God. We want to down that person, but person that leads people to the liquor store, to the drug house, we ain't got time for that person. That person get a bad rap. Oh, they tell that person, you need to sit down. You just want to be seen of the eyes of men and women. That's what they say. You know, you don't want to be seen. You don't want to be seen in the eyes of men and women. So that what happened. That is exactly what happened. You just want to be seen in the eyes. I hear him saying that all the time. People that don't do nothing, you can't get them to help nobody bring about a good life. You can't help them. So sometimes our back's against the wall. So we're going to bring maybe another brother up. Brother, Columbus, Georgia. Can I bring you in? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. May Allah teach the best on everybody in the queue and out of the queue. Uzu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim bismillah ar-rahman nirahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was just checking in because I just drove up into your city and up here in Atlanta, and I'm parking now over at my daughter's house.
Well, that's 25 hours.
And I've always kind of stay on top of the good work that you're doing. Thank Allah very much for that, you know. And inshallah, not going to be able to talk. I'm going to unload, so I'm going to just see you tomorrow at breakfast, inshallah. And everybody out there, you know the truth. Ask Allah to bless you, to enhance it, to strengthen your faith in it. And inshallah, get involved with this mercy that he's sending all of us, you know. And so just want to say that, and may Allah's peace and blessings on y'all for the rest of the night, inshallah. And I'll see you in the morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Well, we thank you, my good brother, for dropping by and at least giving the greeting, man. May Allah bless you and protect you. And inshallah, we'll see you in the morning at the breakfast. Inshallah. So, assalamu alaikum. So, we're looking in queue. So, anybody else who wants to say anything, now's the time to come in the queue, mask one, and we will cut your mic on. And then you will be able to talk and share this and criticize the information that you might have heard. Huh? We know we are not perfect, but Allah have given us the opportunity to reach the paradise, and that's the finish line. That is the finish line that we are headed to. We want to make that last race, pass that last exam, that final exam that Allah given us. And Allah tell us on that final exam, don't die, let me die in the state of Islam. Tell us not to die, tell us how to eat, tell us how to live. Good advice that he have given us. And all we have to do is follow. But we got to get that heart clean, that mind. Because someone's got to filter heart. And that heart is showing where the mind is feeding that heart. Allah said he will never change a people's condition until they change what's in their heart. Some of us think we got an all-knowing heart. I know, I know, I know, I know. No, Allah say he know, you know, and he knows you know not. All in grace, but all that is good. Every day we wake up in the battlefield that we on, the line is drawn every morning. We at war with evil and corrupt minds. We got ideas of wrong thinking and liars. That's what we at war with. So, anybody else want to say anything? If you don't, I'm going to train up or work on myself. And Sister Dahir and Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And brother, Muhammad. So all you got to do is. Okay, I guess I bring Brother Sujah back up here by the one. And Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah. We got Brother Muhammad from from New York. Raise your hand.
Okay, I can hold it.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. I'm at your read. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, you doing okay? Well, you got it, brother. We like to hear from you.
Mhm. Yeah, I was. I know you were saying that Allah wants not going to change the people until they change their thinking. You know, going another direction. So the one thing that we are dealing with is our education system.
That's right.
You know, EM360 has, I'm trying to find it right now. They have a 50-year plan for the community, not just for Muslims, but a 50-year plan for our people.
Okay.
Yeah. And so in the meantime, I think what we have to do now is, I would think, is, do something about our immediate situation while we're working on the 50-year plan, you know? And
right now,
we need to immediately concerning the education system. Because, you know, we are dissatisfied with the way our children are being taught in the public schools and parochial, all these other schools other than Islamic schools.
Yes, sir.
So we got to do something about teaching our own children.
That's
because
right.
What do we expect to happen to our children if they're born Muslim, and we raise them as Muslim, and they get to be 3, 4, 5 years old, and then we can send them to a non-Islamic school, and expect them to grow up being Muslim. Well,
that's right.
That we're sending to a non-Islamic school. They're
I
not
agree.
Being told enough, you know, who the creator is. We don't know nothing about they're not being taught to worship one God. They're not being taught to nothing that's going to come back with the schools that teach them that's not teaching Islam. So
yes,
we got what are we gonna do come September? Right around home, when our children are time for to go back to school, and we're taking our grandchildren and great grandchildren to school, what school are we taking them to?
Good question. But do you remember when Imam brought a college down in North Carolina? Do you remember that?
Yes, Sadia. Was that Sadia?
Yeah, he brought the college, Bala College down there and got no support and really running. All he got was opposition. Them people
that's
not
right.
playing
that's
on us to teaching. They're not playing on us teaching our children or teaching this truth that will help them be a better. They're gonna try to block that and they have blocked it and gonna continue blocking that until we said no more. We want our children going to the school and we just have to sacrifice to make sure that school is taken care and running. And that's when we can say we love each other. How can
yeah,
you say
right.
you love and don't love your
that's
children?
Right.
That's your
yeah,
future. That's your hereafter.
We got to make that sacrifice.
Yeah,
you
got
to
make that sacrifice.
So yeah. That's what we'll put out there and tell let our especially our sisters
yeah.
call our brothers. We got to move. Say, look here, come September, brother. I'm gonna do just what Sister Claire Muhammad did. I'm not gonna let you put my children in
that's
your
right.
schools.
That's
and
right.
That's what the brother has. Sisters, that's what I'm telling sisters. Maybe sisters need to rebel against us.
Yeah, they need to be. They need to laugh at us and say, "Y'all ain't no men. Real men don't let that happen to their children or to their woman. They protect their
that's
women.
Right.
That's real man. That's a real man. You
that's
just can't.
Right.
This is something that's you can just use your mouth to say. And that's what they taught us to do. Is take our mouth and say whatever we want to without any back, with nothing backing it up. We have nothing
mm-hmm.
to back it up."
So that's why I just to stand up and rebel and say, I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to come September. I'm not going to take my grandchildren because I was children grown. I'm not going to
yeah.
let you take my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren to no school. I mean, the man said, what you say, sister? I say, yeah, that's right, brother. I'm not going to disrespect
right.
you like that, but I'm telling you, yeah. you're going to do just what Sister Muhammad did. My stepchild is not going to go to a non-Islamic school.
A long way, bro. That's right. Brother, you hit it on the head. You're right. Then they will make us, they ought to go and CNN and Fox News and tell them our children not going never again to that public school. So not only are we going to stand in the door, we're going to make sure that they never go to those schools again. We gonna raise and we gonna educate our own children because you're educating them. We ain't doing them or losing them.
So now if they come back, whoever they are, we know that they come back and say, okay, you don't bring them to we can't force you to go to school. But if what you gonna do if you don't bring them to our school, what you gonna do? Now what are we gonna do?
That's right.
When they come back. See, okay, you don't have to send them to our school, public school, no other school. Now, what you gonna do with them?
That's right.
Now, what we gonna do now?
Well, that's two young sisters who are going to school. Her mama is teaching their children to go to school to be educated. Their older sister was working in Sister Claire Muhammad's school. And she was working with Dr. Adrian when Dr. Adrian was here. But what happened, Dr. Adrian was a teacher at the principal at Masjid El Mu'minun. But what happened, all those agents came in there and they created a atmosphere about Sister Adrian. And the only thing she was doing is teaching the children and making them grow, and they would learn it. And they came at her, and Imam said it himself. Imam, he said, the worst thing I ever done since I've been, I let that school go on false pressure. They pressured him. And all the people that did that, most of them was Asian. They gone now. This truly happened. Mm-hmm. So they don't want you to educate your child. They don't want nobody.
Well,
they don't want that. They don't want. They know that opportunity with education and unity and good education with unity, man, they turn this world around in no time. They don't want that.
Okay, well, what are we gonna do about that, bro?
Well, we're talking about it now, and maybe inshallah we get some people, get enough of us, and get some action going, and we'll change this ugly situation.
We'll talk about every opportunity we get. We will talk about it because September is right around the corner, and have the teachers say, "Okay, we are not going to send. We're not going to send the children to other schools. That it's got to be an Islamic school. It could be it could be a full-time school, a part-time school. It could be a weekend school, an online school. But as long as they are being taught Islam."
Islam, and let me leave you with this: suicide have got higher in our community, especially our young people going to school with people that picks at them, the people that that don't look like them. They say, "I say you look at the internet, look who killing themselves." The young people that mothers are telling them or take the abuse. They're going to school, and they'll leave you alone. And some of them children, they go and they say, "Well, Jesus is going to change this and that." And they come back and find their mama gun or their father gun, and they blow their brains out. They can't take it. Cannot take that. So we're going to keep losing our children to this kind of. You can't make nobody love you. You can't do it. You can't legislate love. People, as long as people think they're better than you, and their history show that they used to own you, their history show that Jesus done more for them and then what Muhammad have done for us, as long as they can throw that up in your face, we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
So,
and they know it.
So what we going to do about it, Akbar?
Well, we're on the case right now. We're gonna keep bringing it up until the conscience of the people wake up, so they stop being ignored, and then the good people, that more good people among us than bad, and then we'll come up with something. We got more educated people now than we ever had, so they know we are telling the truth. He may have bought a college, and they terminate that college. They give Imam hell. Imam try to get one brother, I was told, to go there and run the school. He wouldn't do it. He had the potential. He had the knowledge to do so, but he wouldn't do it because his morals went up right, and Imam told him he had to correct his morals. So these are the kind of things we've been facing. It ain't been the Caucasian. It's been us who refuse to work with each other and make this happen and sacrifice. Once in a while, that's all we did was sacrifice. And we had nothing. But now we are coming to a little something, and we should take that little something and all put it together. We got nice cars now. Some of us got home. We didn't have that when I first come in there. The best car that somebody had was a brother. And when I first come in, a brother that used to go to church, used to be a preacher, he had a Cadillac. The rest of the cars, they went hard and making in or out of the parking lot because they were so raggedy. So we done advanced. Allah done blessed us. And now we got to make sure that blessing is go to our children. They the one going to change this world. If we don't see the promised land, they'll make it happen. We just have to trust in them. Put them in an environment that they can learn to love and respect each other, and they will change this ugly world. They will make this world better. So you're right. We what we gonna do about it? And now keep bringing up every opportunity we get. Inshallah.
Right. Inshallah. All right. Thank you for taking my comment.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming on and with your comment. So okay, well I'm gonna bring Brother Suja back up. Brother Suja, Assalamu alaikum. Sister Karan, you want to say something?
Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Gassalam.
Alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah. We thank Allah. And we had to stay steadfast. keep on standing up. Don't stop standing up. I'm saying that's the key. You know, we got to keep on speaking out. Keep on speaking the truth. Try to unite with people that think the way you think. Imam Wahid Muhammad said, "Birds of a feather flocks together."
Yes, sir.
So we had to get together with people that think like us, and want these things, but also have the strength to go out and get these things and establish these things.
Yes.
And if we go out and do them. That's saying something way more louder than we protesting against them. You know, if we go out and do it, set up the school. You know, get together with people that got children that don't want to send their children to these public schools. Get together with them. And find some of these places, because they shutting down schools and everything, you know, and reopen some of these schools they're shutting down, you know, and start a school with your own curriculum, See, the problem is their curriculum. You know, we don't want to accept what they're teaching our children. They're not freeing our children. They're hooking them up. They're enslaving them. And that's why Sister Glad Muhammad was so upset, because she saw that. That they're not freeing our children. They're not giving our children the opportunity to establish themselves. They didn't teach that at school. You know, and teaching people that Columbus discovered America and all this other foolishness that they'll teach, and all these white images, you know, that they got in these books that our children read. Sister Clyde Muhammad, she wasn't going to put up with that. So we got to step out and do some of the things that she did. The reason she's so effective was that she started her own school.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. That's what we had to do. We had to start our own school, you know, get the children, talk to the sisters and brothers that got grandchildren and children in these different cities, and get them together, you know, and try not to have it too overcrowded, so you're able to teach the children. Don't create the same problem that you're coming out of, you know. Set it up where you're able to teach the children. Also have programs where the children can eat breakfast. They can eat dinner or lunch or whatever. You know, set those programs up where they're consistent. They're on a regular basis, you see. And you don't have to struggle with the children. If you set that food thing up properly, and they eating properly, and get the right material, you know, give them homework and stuff like that, and the children gonna want to come there themselves. They gonna tell other children about it, you know. Because you got a real program. You got a real program. That's what the infiltrators also do. They wait till you get a program, then they infiltrate the program.
Yeah.
And it'd be all messed up, and it's discouraged the children. You know. So we had to be sharp, and we had to be on the case, and know that Satan ain't gonna give up. You know, if everything running nice, you take a double look at what you're doing, a triple look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and anytime Satan starts fighting you, you know you're doing something right. You know you're doing something right, and you try to do it harder. So we got the juice, and we got educated, knowledgeable sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
You know. Be sure you have brothers, men teachers in there too. You got to look at the psychology of what they're trying to do. They're trying to divide us. You know. We don't want to just have all brothers teachers, and we don't want to just have all sister teachers. You know, let's mess it up. You know, where a young man or a young girl say, I can be a teacher too, you know, and just figure out as much as you can figure out and put it forward, and also establish God in that school. You know, that's what they did. They took God out of the school. You see? And that's what Satan is trying to take God from you. You know? So when you have a school, establish God in that school. You know? And that alone is a impact.
Alhamdulillah. Well, Suja, I'm gonna leave the show with you. You got it. All the mics is open, so you got it. I've got to go pick my wife up. You got it.
Okay.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. So that's what we got to do. We got to work together, and get away from all this old foolishness. I don't even like to talk about it too much. You know, but we had to work together and do some of these things. Call each other up and say, well, look here, I got some information on this here. You know, I had somebody find me a place, you know, that it got about 15 or 20 classrooms in it. Also, it's got a kitchen in there. You know, and I got to get me some cooks. I got to get me some school teachers. And then I got to talk to somebody that know how to put together a curriculum. Put the curriculum together, come together with these people. You know, and if you do that, guess what? If you set everything up, the government in that city got to support you. If they don't, they're going against the Constitution. They got to support you. You know, I'm talking about with money. So, we got a whole bunch of intelligent young brothers and sisters that can help put that thing together, you know. But right now they are working hard as hell to keep it down to 7 Sister Claire Muhammad School. They know that they know what they're doing. That thing right now is keep it, make sure that don't no more open up, you know, and keeping it down to a small number, you know. So sometimes you can't tell them how many you got. You know, if you progress, you don't let them know. You know, because they study working on everything that you tell them is what they're working on. They're working on it. you know, we keep God out front, they don't want to mess with God. We keep righteousness and truth out front, they don't want to mess with that. They scared of that. You see what I'm saying? So let's get our unity together, and let's get our knowledgeable peoples together. People that got knowledge on setting up structure. People's got knowledge of putting things together where it can be effective, you know, in teaching our children. Put something like that together, you know. If you put that together, I'm pretty sure if we can show that we got 20 people, or we got 7 or 8 school teachers, you know, we got cooks and janitors, and you got to be sure to have security. Be sure you have security. Don't leave out security, you know, because you got people that's crazy right now. They go into the school shooting everything that they can shoot, they see. So we got to have security in there on the inside and on the outside. But you have security in a sense that is not flashy. It's not, don't walk around there like you the Ku Klux Klan. Don't walk around like that. Don't put that type of, that's a certain type of fear that you're putting in your children. You know, be more as undercover, you know, and but you got that security there to support you, you know. So have security, have the food, have the good school teachers, your janitors. Make sure they clean up and organize everything. You got to have carpenters. You got to have carpenters that know how to build things and bring them more together. You know, we don't have images in our religion. Don't let nobody set up no images. Watch out for the infiltrators. Watch out for them, because they're going to come in there and try to do things that you don't supposed to do. Watch out for them. You know, don't make no big fuss with them. If they do something real slick and something wrong, don't make a display of it. Just let them know you ain't gonna do that, and that's it. This can't be done. That's it. You ain't got to discuss it. It ain't gonna be done. You know. And you got to be sure in that school you got discipline. That's what our children is missing, discipline. I'm telling you, if you feed them right, they'll let you discipline them. They'll love the discipline. You know, if you take care of them right, they'll love the discipline. You know, when you teach them right, they'll love the discipline. But we got to discipline them, you know. And alhamdulillah, we got qualified people. I know when I was in the Nation of Islam, I seen school teachers, you know, how they took their classes. And how the young peoples love to go to that class, you know. So brothers and sisters, if there's anybody that have anything to say, to add on to what is being said, or something that they can give us that would help get this thing started, let's get it started. If you got anything to say to get it started?
Yeah, we are getting it started by talking about it tonight, bringing it up. We keep bringing it up on every program, every opportunity we get, all the Blog Talk Radio program, all the programs on AM360, all the other programs that come on Sundays and different every opportunity we get, let's bring it up and let the people know that come September, we are going to not take our children to the public school.
Right.
And now we're going to have to start doing something because the sisters are going to, they are going to stand up like Sister Claire Muhammad did and stand at the door. And they're going to stand up to us and say, brother, I'm not sending my baby, my grandchild, my great-grandchild to no public school come September. So your brothers come together and make some sacrifices. Y'all that's driving and you're saying you can't afford the tuition and all these things. Though if you get just that big car you're driving, get yourself a smaller car. You can get where you want to go in a smaller car. You won't have a big $500-$600 note to pay. You won't have all that insurance that you won't have to put all that gas. You know how much gas you have to put in that big car that you got? Get yourself a smaller car. Make a sacrifice. Do like Donald Muhammad did. Do the same thing what Imam W.D. Muhammad did. Remember for Imam W.D. Muhammad, he was driving a Volkswagen. And all these people, these leaders, got no big car, got these big houses, got these big bank accounts, you're wearing these flashy, expensive clothes and all that stuff. No cutback. Do what your leader did. Do what they've done all these years and kind of scale back and start making some sacrifices and find a way that you are going to pay tuition for your child. And though in
you
the
know
meantime,
what
we can't start teaching in the homes. Start back.
Yeah.
If you can't have a school right now, start teaching your children in home. Have a part-time school, after school program. Teach this long. Have an online school. We got seven full-time schools, and we got a few online schools that's working also. So we got a lot to start with. Just let our put our brothers put us on notice, me included. Put us on notice that my grandchild brother, husband, nephew, uncle, we're not going to disrespect nobody, but we're telling you we're going to do it, Sister Claire Muhammad did. We're not going to send our children to the public school. Come something now. Now what you going to do? You're going to have to do something.
I think we should, if we can do it, and you got some of us among us know how to do it, during that September month, they're gonna start back to school. I think we should get somebody to know how to set up a press release. You know, where we can because we don't do that. We don't use the image. We don't take advantage of the media like we're supposed to do. You know, they use the media. You know, and they know that the media is effective. But if we can get somebody to just let them know what you're talking about right now, and be able to have a program that they can make a presentation and hit the news, you know, that what we're getting ready to do, and what we're not going to do, you know. You can't have no fear in it, you know. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You can't have no fear in it, and we got to be ready to do things like that, you know. Let's have a press release, and when you see other Muslims and other children see that, they listen to that. They come to attention. They say, you know, the Muslim is on the TV, and they got a news break. There's a news break on. The Muslims said they're not going to send their children to the public school, that they start in their own school. So we need, if we can get that going, you know, might not be able to get it going, but if we can, I believe that would be real effective.
We can do it. We can move that. Yeah, we can do it. So Claire Muhammad did it. All
sure
those strong, her husband support her, and all those strong people that were with her, with them, they did. They had to make their sacrifices. They had to use whatever money they had.
Absolutely.
They had to make sacrifices. They had to deal with their opposition. You know
yeah.
that. You know what the opposition was. They went to jail. They someone
yeah.
lost their lives. They did all, but they took a stand, and that's what we got. We had the University of Islam, and then the mail came in, the Claire Muhammad school system, and we got it. You just have
yeah.
to keep supporting the team that we have and keep building on that. See, we can do it.
Yes, sir. If we can work that and try to get that started, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Praise be to Allah. Mm-hmm. So I'm with that. And let's find out who's doing what. That's the way we can get it hook up with somebody that's already doing it, you know, and let them know we want to support them.
That's right. Yeah, we know that's already doing. We know 150 already supporting those 7 full-time schools that we have. So we have people, they've been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years in Huntsville and different places, Claire Muhammad School and Atlanta and Milwaukee. Those 7 schools, they're already doing it. So they know how, they've been doing it for years, 30, 40 years. So they know how to do it. So we just start talking about how do we get started? How do you think we can get started? We may have to start in our homes.
Yes, sir.
How can we? Yeah, so we just started putting the word out there that we're going to have to do it. And we can do it, Shuja. We did it before.
Oh, I mean, we're doing it right now. I know my son, he's working with Brother Khalil. You know, Khalil is Halima's son. They're Atlanta Master. He's the principal.
Yeah,
he called Tariq, my son. Tariq, the one that teaches on the Friday.
Right.
And he asked him to put together a curriculum. And Tariq
mm-hmm.
is working with him to put together a curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they get other young people's is coming together giving their support. So they've been doing that, and see. I've been having about he just got in to be the principal there about last year or something like that. You know?
Last year, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brother Khalil. They are working together. The young people mm-hmm. are working together. It's just that we need to communicate. We don't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
We need to communicate and let them know that you got support.
Law Akbar, that's good. First time I heard of this, you know. So, like I said, we're communicating, and I guess we know
yeah.
we knew this that Khalil is working along. I mean, the principal working along with Khalil and the other young people. So we call them. We're communicating now. Otherwise, first time I heard this. So a lot of other people are listening and going to hear it tomorrow or whatever. They said I didn't know
yeah.
that. So now something's going on here.
Alhamdulillah. So they know the people that they can get in contact with, but it's just a matter of getting that support, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, is getting that support. And like you say, this is the right time, and let's get it together before September, and where we can take a stand.
That's right. Alhamdulillah.
And I'm gonna talk to Tyree, you know, and tell him what we was talking about, and that we got people that will support them and what they're doing, you know.
Right.
So alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we got three more minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so you got Akbar left with you, so you want to close out? It's all right, Miss. Not you're right. You close out.
Yeah, you can close out if it's okay.
Okay. Right. I do Shaitan Rajim. This is Rahman Rahim. Oh Allah, give us good in this life and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating after guidance has come. I mean.
Allahu Akbar. So we thank everybody. We thank everybody, and let's come in, and show, you know, that we can come together, and support something where, that's where the power lies. The power lies when we come together, and put up our monies or whatever we had to put up, you know, put it up. Let's put it up, and let's do it. This is for our children, and alhamdulillah, we're going to get in contact with Brother Amin. Praise be to Allah. He already into it. You know, Brother
Amin, right.
Brother had the STEM program. This is what this
right.
show here has been supported by. But them kind of brothers we need to support, and alhamdulillah, let's do it.
All right. Okay.
So I'm going to give everybody the greeting of peace, of Aish Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam.